Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with you and welcome to Darling Downs Local News. I'll just take a quick look at the weather before we get into it. A chance of thunderstorms across the region today. 28 the top for the Garden City, 29 for the South Burnett and 32 across the Maranoa. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Monday the 28th of November. Another young person has lost their life on our region's roads. A local man's been charged with interfering with a corpse. And the police put the call out for a missing Laidley Heights man. Let's get into it. First up, a 22-year-old Warwick woman has died after a single vehicle crash in Morgan Park. The woman was the driver and the sole occupant of the vehicle when it crashed off the Warwick-Killarney Road just before 8 p.m. on Friday night. She sustained critical injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone who may have dash cam footage of the crash or the moments leading up to it is asked to contact police. Meanwhile, a man's been charged with allegedly interfering with a corpse following the death of a Toowoomba man. The 28-year-old's body was discovered in bushland at Preston in January 2021. However, police claim that his corpse was moved from a home in Toowoomba just days before he was discovered. The 37-year-old Cherry Creek man has been denied bail and will appear in the Toowoomba Magistrates Court today. It follows a 36-year-old Glenvale woman who's facing the same charge in relation to the body, in addition to multiple other drug charges. And the public are being asked to help locate missing 58-year-old Laidley Heights man Scott Guild. Scott was last seen on Friday afternoon when he left a Heron Street property in his white Holden Commodore Ute, Rego 621IHR. He's been described as Caucasian, 190 centimetres tall, slim build with a long, thick brown and white beard, and he may be wearing a black Akubra hat. Police and family have concerns for Scott's welfare as he has a medical condition requiring medication and his disappearance is out of character. Anyone with info should contact police immediately. Our Premier has congratulated Dan Andrews on being re-elected as the Victorian leader. The ALP have secured 52 seats with 7 yet to call. Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's a great outcome for the Labor Party.
A third successive victory, and can I say this, and this is very clear, the people want a positive plan for the future. They don't want this negativity, and, you know, that's exactly the same here in Queensland.
The Toowoomba Regional Council says preparations for the impending storm and wet weather season are well underway across the region. Those wanting to be prepared ahead of time can now purchase their own sandbags and bring their own shovel, with sand piles available across 6 locations. Mayor Paul Antonio says they've taken so many learnings from the flooding disaster of January 2011.
Don't underestimate the possibility that the ground is wet. They're suggesting that there'll be heavy falls of rain across this region during the summer, and I think we've got to be ever mindful of the dangers of floods.
Now to what's happening in sport, and the Toowoomba Rangers' home doubleheader against the Rays went exactly to plan yesterday. The Div 5 squad got it done first, 15-4, then the Div 4 boys stepped up to the plate and slotted an 11-6 win. And now, not long until the Adelaide 500, Toowoomba supercar driver Will Brown will return to the track from Thursday for the final round of the championship.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.